Florida's clemency process has faced criticism for being harsh, laborious, and too slow. In 2018, a judge ruled it unconstitutional, but the state appealed the ruling and the court granted a stay, meaning the process hasn't changed. Now the only Democrat on the clemency board says things are getting worse. I'm Blaze Ganey. Every year, tens of thousands of felons are released from prison. In most states, they'd have their voting rights back at that point. But in Florida, they must go through a clemency process. Reggie Garcia, a clemency lawyer in Tallahassee, explains the current process.
If it's a nonviolent offense, you have to wait 5 years from the conclusion of prison or probation before you can apply for clemency. If it's one of the 35 enumerated more violent felonies or more serious felonies, that waiting period is 7 years.
But that's just the start.
So here now we have a 5 and 7 year hard deadline waiting period before you can apply, and then a many, many years, it's different with each case, but many, many years before your case either gets a hearing or is ruled on. So it's in effect a second waiting period while you're waiting for a decision.
Garcia estimates about 24,000 cases are pending before the clemency board, and about half of those are for restoration of civil rights. But Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed says the current rules aren't set in stone.
Clemency is an executive function. So as of the day that I was sworn in and the rest of the clemency board, we have the power to make changes. And we have seen that under previous administrations, that those clemency rules were expanded and there was automatic restoration of rights as soon as somebody was released from jail or prison and completed their sentence.
Freed's talking about the clemency process under former governor and now congressman Charlie Crist. He says he wanted to create an expedited process.
The notion was that we wanted to make it a simple process, you know, for those who, you know, had not committed a violent crime or a sexual offense. And, you know, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Commissioner Freed says that process was more streamlined and faster than today's.
We have seen kind of a backpedaling of that since the previous administration, which has been continued under the current administration.
She says the current system is worse than the process under former Governor Rick Scott, which a court found unconstitutional. After plaintiffs sued the state, Garcia says opponents argued it gave too much power to one person.
If the governor says no, then the clemency, any type of clemency, is denied. If the governor says yes, he or she needs two other members of the Florida cabinet, meaning the attorney general, the commissioner of agriculture, or the chief financial officer, two of those three members to join the governor in approving any kind of clemency.
Scott appealed the ruling that would have forced the process to change. The case remains open. But Freed says what's happened since then has made the process even worse.
Unfortunately, under the current administration, we've only pardoned, we've only done 20 restoring of civil rights. 20, and it's almost been a year.
That number moved up to 24 after this month's clemency meeting that saw more than 50 applicants. Under Governor Rick Scott, 3,300 people had their rights restored. Crist's administration saw 150,000 rights restored.